Blog Talk Radio.
Making my own dreams come true, one happily ever after at a time.
Hi, and welcome back to Books with Becky. Today's guest is author W.S. Renew. Are you with us? Hello? I don't think he's with us.
Becky, can you hear me?
Hi, I can hear you.
Hello? Oh, good. Wonderful.
Can you hear me?
I was beginning to get a little, yes, I can hear you very well. Thank you.
Okay, so
Yeah, Becky, you're fading in and out, actually. Sorry to...
No, it's my fault. It might be my connection.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to turn the time over to you so that you can read us the excerpt that you've prepared from Blue Magnolia.
Okay, right. Okay.
All right. So you go right ahead. You take over.
Okay, I'll go ahead and do that. Thank you very much, Becky, for having me on the podcast radio. I really appreciate it. My latest Red Farlow mystery is a book called Blue Magnolia, and it's about a country singer who wants to make it as a star in Nashville. And he gets into some trouble on the road. I won't go into a full recap of the story, but I just want to tell you a little bit about the singer. His name is Hank Cowboy Tillman. Here's an excerpt from the book. You couldn't help but like Hank. He smiled broadly and often, friendly, in a wholly Southern way, which is why there was no easy way to explain what happened to lovable Hank Tillman, but it did happen. How could he offend anybody? Not easy if you knew him, but he did. Hank's story told a long and complicated tale for his number of years, a romance bitten with tragedy, his life's destiny crawling along like a rattlesnake on a hot July afternoon. Yet Hank himself smiled brightly. He always made most well-adjusted people feel good, whether he played in a honky-tonk or just talked while sipping iced tea on his mama's green front porch in Norman Park, Georgia. He preferred the sweet tea rather than bourbon during periods of hoisting himself up on the wagon for another short ride. Besides, his mother wouldn't allow the hard drink in her house. Other times, liquor held on to Hank and wouldn't let go. He tried Alcoholics Anonymous once, didn't take, couldn't take, probably never would. Hank's story evolves from a crossroads in his life. There, he encountered some people who wanted to destroy him. He also met Red Farlow, a private detective with a checkered past in law enforcement and a real badass attitude. But like Hank Tillman, Red was a pretty nice guy most of the time. Cowboy's story started in Nashville, Tennessee. If you ask Hank, he hoped it would end there one day. So wraps up the excerpt. Let me just tell you a little bit about the Red Farlow mysteries, which are the first mystery is a story about a very successful executive who built $300 million out of family and friends. The name of the book is Rich and Gone, and our hero, Red Farlow, is hired to find the man after he disappears with all that money. And it's an interesting tale of the ups and downs and ins and outs of how you track that much money that's been hidden away in offshore accounts. But Red, as his philosophy is all about justice. In the end, justice always gets its man or woman, and that's what he sets about to do.
I've got to tell you, I think your accent adds so much character to the excerpt. Like, I don't think I want to read it so much as I want you to read it to me.
I'm sorry. Say again.
I was like, I don't think I so much want to read the book as I want to have you read it to me.
Oh, I see. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I was in dramatics in college, and the professor told me that he liked me because I had a very folksy voice. Of course, being from the Deep South, I always tried to hide my voice, and to me that was kind of a backhanded insult. But I took it for what it was worth anyway.
Oh, you have a lovely voice. Now, I'm from Philadelphia, so my my speech patterns are a little bit more abrupt. They're not as lyrical as yours.
Well, you have a good radio voice.
Thank you. I call it my customer service voice.
Yes, indeed.
So, is there a planned third in the series for another adventure for Red Farlow?
Indeed, there is. As a matter of fact, there is a third. There is also a fourth, and there's a fifth, with a number six just in the infancy. The third book is called East Beach, and that's a beach in St. Simon's Island, Georgia. It really revolves around Red Farlow discovering his good friend, an FBI agent who's just retired. And he gets a call from this guy late one night saying, "Red, come help me." Red goes to his house and finds him lying in a pool of blood in his kitchen. He's been shot four times. Now, and he dies as Red is there with him. Now, the real twist to all this is Red is looking around the kitchen floor, and he sees five shell casings. His friend's been shot four times, but there's a fifth shell casing. Somebody else got shot because there are puddles of blood walking out the back kitchen door out onto the sand and the beach. So the mystery and all that, of course, is, who is that person? Was it the shooter? Was it somebody who just walked in? That's what Red sets about to find out.
Okay.
The fourth.
And you have I was going to say, I'm sorry. I think we might have a small delay.
I think so. Sure.
I think so. So do you have an idea on when the third will be released?
We have the cover art finalized, and we have the editing done, and it's in proofreading. I would guess early fall for a release, September-October range. Yeah.
Definitely by the end of the year. That's excellent.
Yeah. So, yeah, it'll be a good year, having Blue Magnolia come out May 20th and East Beach coming out in the next couple of months. It'll be very nice.
That'll be a good year for you.
Yeah,
a good year for your
readers,
too.
Yeah. The good thing is I have people asking me all the time what's coming next and what's coming after that, so it's keeping me busy.
Yeah, I don't remember where I heard it. It was a really long time ago, but I heard somebody say, like an author saying in an interview, that you're only as good as your, as far as fans are concerned, you're only as good as your next book.
Yeah, that's right. I
didn't understand it when
that.
She said it, but now it's like, my goodness, now I get it. Like,
yeah. Yeah, and I think that's a big challenge, too, is, I was very happy with my first two Red Farlow books, and I'm just looking forward to working on the marketing, the selling, all the process that goes into getting that book out to readers.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of rewarding work, but it is. It's a lot of work.
Yes. Yes, it is. Of course, I think we'd all rather be writing than doing the sales in, but the sales in is very necessary. It's a big part of the process.
It is indeed. You're right, though. It's, I think most writers, authors, that just everybody that is involved in that type of art are largely introverted.
Right.
I personally am so much more comfortable putting it on the page than I am actually having to promote myself. I get embarrassed and uncomfortable.
Yeah. I think, I grew up in the newspaper business, so I've been a writer of some sort, degree, or another, all of my career. And I find that newspaper people can be, a lot of newspaper people I've known have been very shy people at a cocktail party, say. But say you get them on the phone and they can be very, very aggressive in their interview techniques. So it's kind of interesting how that works out.
I find it very interesting that you are our former reporter and editor. Did you do the crime beat? I'm just wondering because you write, mysteries.
Yes, I did do crime beat early on in my career at various newspapers. I think anybody starting out in particular is going to have some experience. It's especially if you're working for a smaller newspaper or a smaller TV station, you're going to be out where news is happening, and unfortunately, a lot of news that's happening is out on the street, and it's of a criminal nature. So I did a lot of that at a couple of different newspapers I worked for. But that certainly goes into it certainly gives you a good background, both in character development as well as storytelling. I got the name Red and Red Farlow, I got from a detective I worked with early on in my career on a story.
Wow. See, and that's awesome because I was going to ask, and it's a perfect segue. Have you, now you don't have to say who, but have you ever killed somebody off? Like ever, any of your characters, like the dead ones, even if it's just you that knows that actually represents somebody that you offed.
I'll put it this way. It's not so much that I offed a character, and certainly there are a lot of my characters who are dead. But it's not so much that I'm thinking of a particular person, but it's after the fact that I realize, oh, that was that SOB executive I worked with at one time. Yeah, that's who that guy was. That's where that character really came from. So it's a lot of that subconscious subtlety working around in your writing all the time.
Oh, that's great. I just got the warning from the studio that we have less than a minute left. So I want to take this, and it cuts us off rather abruptly at the end of our time. So I want to make sure I say thank you, not just for being my guest, but for being so understanding about the technical issues I was having yesterday. Because
was
supposed to happen yesterday.
Well, listen, I really thank you because it's great to talk to you, and it's great to be on the podcast.
Oh, thank you. So there's information, including a link on on Blue Magnolia, and everybody should check it out. Oh, we got 10 seconds left. Okay, so thank you so much, and have a wonderful week.
You too, Becky. Thank you.
All right, take care.